In this week's parsha, we read about the first seven plagues. What was the purpose of them? Convincing Paro that what? So you find an interesting thing. The Chartumim. These were the people that were into black magic, which was the culture of Egypt. And I guess they were considered the wise men. When the Nile went red, turned into blood, they got hold of water and did it too. And when there were frogs jumping all over the place, including inside them, they showed that they too can produce frogs. When the ground turned to lice, and they were unable to produce lice, they said, Etzbel Akimhu. It's Hashem's finger. They agreed Hashem exists. They were disproven. And that was it. With Paro, we find a whole different approach. Those same frogs, the Chartumim showed that they could do the same. But Paro couldn't take it. He was ready to give in. No, but after he asked Moshe for the frogs to leave, and they did, he changed his mind. With him, it's not an issue of is this true? Is this not true? That was proven with Kenan with the lice. He's interested in one thing. My comfort is at stake here. When things are difficult, okay, I'm giving in, go. The plague is lifted, oh, changes his mind. There are people who seek truth, and there are people who seek comfort. I'm afraid there aren't that many Chartumim today. Funny, I'm using the word Chartumim for truth seekers, but at least in the Parsha it seems like they were. It seems like most people are like Paro. Hashem exists, he doesn't exist. He does run the world, he doesn't run the world. What does that mean to my comfort? You're telling me I've got to keep 613 commandments? Then as far as I'm concerned, he doesn't exist. because that doesn't seem to fit in with my comfort. Right, wrong, true, untrue. Come on, let me live. Comfort is so much part of our culture. Physical comfort, emotional comfort. All the proofs on earth, all the proofs on earth will not move us until truth means more to us than comfort. We're told that when you say Shema Yisrael every day, every morning, every evening, when you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you're supposed to think to yourself, you're supposed to imagine that someone's standing over you with a gun and asking you, you believe in Hashem? I'm going to shoot. And you choose death over denying your belief. You're supposed to imagine that. So I always feel funny with that. I understand the next pasuk. The next pasuk is the mitzvah avas evavta, Hashem Elokecha b'chol evavka, chol nafshecha b'chol yadecha, you are to love Hashem more than your own dear life. I understand that that's what it means. That closeness to Hashem, open belief in Hashem, expressing your belief in Hashem, is so dear to you, it's more dear than your own life. But why do you have to feel that when you say Shema Yisrael? And I think it's simple. The question is, what are you willing to give for it? Lip service is worthless. If you're not willing to give your life for it, if you're not willing to make every sacrifice, it means nothing. People talk. This one declares himself agnostic, the other one atheist. Everyone's got his own terminology. That's all meaningless. Bottom line, what are you willing to give up for what you believe in? You're willing to make sacrifices? Now we can talk about what's true. Now logic plays a role. Now proofs mean something. Until that point where all you want is comfort, what does it cost? You can say anything. Yeah, I believe. Why not? But it's meaningless. I think long before we ever discuss a question of is it true, is it not true, how do you prove it, how do we know, the first question you got to ask yourself is, what am I prepared to give up for what's true? Is truth my number one value? Or is it comfort? You know, I wasn't around the olden days, but I can tell you that in this day and age, certainly in the Western culture, People have no problem believing in anything as long as they don't have to pay for it. But once there's an expense, then they're atheists and they're agnostics. And proofs, but you know, it could always be like this and that, yeah. Show me the genius of the Torah. Well, maybe it was some mad genius that made it up and planted all these proofs to show that you know, there's really a God, but there isn't. Yeah, anything around. Any proof. Yeah, someone planted it there. The guy was a mad genius. A nut. You want to know why he did it? What's his motivation? He was crazy. Would you rather believe that? That makes more sense to you, huh? That makes more sense to you. Well, listen. If I've got to make some life changes, I'll accept anything. I'd rather believe it was written by a madman and stay the way I am than have to make changes. So this is a prerequisite. And this is fundamental. And this is where it's at. Does truth make a difference to you, or is comfort more important? In reaching out, you think that if you come armed with the proofs, you're going to knock them dead and convince everyone. That's not the issue. The issue is, are people interested in truth? The issue is first getting people to an awareness that to live for comfort is to waste your lifetime. To live for comfort is giving up the pleasure of life. That's the more important message. Then you can talk. Then you can talk some sense. The issue is not the validity of the proofs. The issue is, does it make a difference? Or are people just unwilling to change the way they're living? That's true of the people out there, and it's true of ourselves also. You got to dig deep into your heart and ask yourself, what's more important to you? Is it truth? Or is it your comfort? And be honest. And if it's your comfort, get it out of your system. I'm sure you've had high moments where you felt connected. What feels better? To be comfortable? Or to be alive? So the plagues worked for the Chartumim. It didn't work for Paro. It didn't work for Paro. All he wanted was the comfort. So what are we going to do? Threaten you with plagues? There's something worse than plagues, and that's wasting your life. It's missing out on what life really has to offer. Seek out truth. Live for truth. Live. And share your excitement. And wake up the dead. wake up the dead who are just slumbering in their comfort, physical, emotional. Wake up the dead. The Jewish nation's got to come alive again. We got to know what we're about. We got to feel the quality of life that the Torah provides. For the whole nation and for every one of us.